This is the first time that we've picked what we believe to be one of the gravest violations of the human rights crisis and conflict in Ukraine, which is killings and arbitrary deprivations of life, summary executions, and we've dedicated a separate report to it in order to be able to chart how killing precipitated this conflict or the human rights crisis. Through this, we hope to deliver the message that violence breeds more violence and war begets war, and that in order to stop this cycle, there needs to be meaningful accountability for the victims and to see those responsible held to account.
So what are the main reasons for the killing of 2,000 civilians since 2014?
Over 90% of the 2,000 civilians killed in the conflict in the East were killed as a result of indiscriminate shelling on both sides of the contact line. As we've previously documented on our reports, there's a frequently military presence in civilian areas, which endangers civilians who remain in those areas. And the contact line in Donetsk and Lugansk region sometimes runs directly through villages, places where there are civilians living, and the civilians remain daily at risk of being in the line of fire, of a fire which is very, very indiscriminate.
But you also document cases of civilians being killed who are not living in direct zone of conflict. Do you mean those who are killed in detention?
Yes. First, we've documented cases of people who were killed during the mass assemblies in Maidan in 2014, then in Odessa. And we've also documented many cases of civilians or people believed to be affiliated with either the Ukrainian armed forces or the armed groups who were detained and died in custody. Also, we've documented summary executions, also of Ukrainian military and armed groups who were hors de combat, who had either surrendered or stopped participating in hostilities, and who were executed in close quarters.
How do you gather information?
Our mission has quite a few field offices across Ukraine, including in the areas controlled by the armed groups. We have offices on both sides of the contact line, and we also cross the line frequently in order to be able to, you know, ensure that we have extensive coverage over the conflict area, where we interview witnesses, victims. We have interlocutors there who tell us about what has been going on, what they've seen. And we collect this information, we verify it, we corroborate it. And particularly for this report, where we go a bit further in the sense that we name the names of victims who have been killed, and we also name the perpetrators, the groups or the units that we believe to be responsible, and also refer to sometimes even the position of the person who we believe was implicated in the unlawful killing. And this information, we have, in order to obtain it and in order to corroborate it to our standard, we have used video and photographic material. We've collected death certificates. We've spoken to law enforcement agencies who have been investigating these cases, also to relatives, to witnesses who, you know, either witnessed the killings or, you know, perhaps were involved in uncovering the bodies. And so the standard of this report is really very high, and we really stand by it, and we hope that the material and the information in this report will be used by the Ukrainian criminal justice system to trigger some sort of investigations and then subsequently prosecutions of those responsible for these killings to bring the victims and their families justice.